PCS, pay, jobs, pensions. Vote for a fighting general secretary on Thursday, the 7th of November. Ballot papers go out to 180,000 PCS members in the election for general secretary. The ballot closes on the 12th of December. Socialist Party member Marion Lloyd is standing in the election against two other candidates. Marion told The Socialist, "The support that we've had is overwhelming. We came into the race late, 39 nominations in the space of a month, 62 for the incumbent Mark Sawatka, who has been preparing for this election for months, and 17 for Bev Laidlaw. This election comes at a crucial time for PCS members and the working class. We have lived through years of austerity, seeing our standards of living absolutely devastated. And now, at last, after weeks of dithering, we've got a general election, and the possibility of electing a Corbyn-led government on an anti-austerity program. That will be a great breakthrough. But it is in this context that it is crucial to have a general secretary that understands the political situation under which we live, and the role of the trade union in that context. We must cut through the growing bureaucracy that exists inside PCS. We must reclaim the union, and make it democratic and accountable. A union that recognizes, and uses its collective powers. We must rebuild the left on the basis of a political strategy, an industrial strategy, and one that at the heart of it is democracy, and respects discussion and debate. I will not take the general secretary's wage. I have been active in this union for more than 40 years, and I'm not in it for my own personal gain. I have confidence in the preparedness of our members to fight and win. We call upon activists to unite behind Marion's candidacy for a union democratically controlled through its elected lay structures, and a leadership which will actively coordinate across the union the fight on pay, jobs, pensions, and office closures. If you can help or want more information, contact Marion for Gen Secretary at gmail.com. Click here for extracts from Marion Lloyd's speech at the Socialism 2019 event.